What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, we have officially hit the midway point of the baseball season because we are officially at the All-Star break. Tonight is the Home Run Derby, and then tomorrow is the All-Star game. And then we'll have a couple days off of baseball, and then everything gets back to business on Friday. So let's get right into it. The Trop 10 MLB Power Rankings for this week. Not a whole lot of movement here, but here we are at the halfway point, and we pretty much have had a few teams on here that have pretty much just been in the Trop 10 every single week, and then there's others that have kind of bounced in and out. Here we are at the halfway point. So let's begin with number one. Remains the Detroit Tigers. Overall record of 59-38. Yes, that is correct. They are almost at the 60-win mark. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Tampa Bay Rays, but lost the series. As a matter of fact, got swept by the Seattle Mariners over the weekend. Their standouts, of course, Tarek Skubal having an even better year than his Cy Young winning year last year. He's got 10 wins on the season, 2.23 ERA, 153 strikeouts. Then on the offensive side of the ball, Riley Green is having a career year, batting a .284, 24 home runs and 78 RBI, and really just being a driving force with this offense. But, I mean, this Detroit Tigers team has really been the best overall team. They've been great in every single way, shape, and form. Their pitching rotation is amazing. Their batting order is amazing, and they play amazing on the defensive side of the ball as well. They've been the best team, hands down, to begin the baseball season. And we'll see where we're at towards the end of the season. But they've got a real solid lead right now in their division, and I expect them to keep it moving throughout the rest of the season. Then at number two on my Trop 10 MLB Power Rankings, a team that moved up a bit this week, and that is the Chicago Cubs. Overall record of 57-39. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Minnesota Twins, but took the series over the New York Yankees. And this team has had zero issues with the offense. They have been one of the best teams on the offensive side of the ball. Suzuki has 25 home runs. PCA has 25 home runs. Michael Busch has 19 home runs. Kyle Tucker has 17 home runs. This team is just not only hitting home runs, they're just getting dudes on base. They're getting tons of runs. They are just a really, really solid team on the offensive side of the ball. It's just the injuries at the starting pitching position, but here they are. To me, easily the best team in the National League, at least this week, simply because the next team that I'm going to talk about has been on a losing slump. But the Cubs have been just great, especially on the offensive side of the ball. We'll see if they are able to keep that up throughout the second half of the season. Then at number three on my Trop 10 MLB Power Rankings, I have the Los Angeles Dodgers. Overall record of 58-39. They are 3-7 in their last 10 games, which is why I have them behind the Cubs, because the Cubs are playing much better baseball right now. This past week, the Dodgers got swept by the Milwaukee Brewers, but then took care of business against my San Francisco Giants. But, the Dodgers, they've had their injuries as well, but even so, Yamamoto is having a fantastic year. 8 wins, 2.59 ERA, and 116 strikeouts. And then, of course, Shohei Ohtani batting a .276 with 32 home runs and 60 RBI. And he's back at pitching. He just pitched against the Giants yesterday, went 3 innings, had a very solid outing. That's going to be interesting to see what happens as the season progresses. Is he going to keep pitching longer? Are his outings going to be better? Is he going to be going out there longer? And then once we hit the playoffs, is he going to be a legit starting pitcher? Or is he just going to be kind of that dude who starts the game for an inning or two and then comes out of the game? Either way, Ohtani is back and better than ever. Then at number four in my Trop 10 MLB Power Rankings of the Houston Astros, overall record of 56-40. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Cleveland Guardians and then lost a series to the Texas Rangers. So they seem to be coming back down to earth right now, but still, they have a heavy lead in their division. And I just kind of look at this is a slump. I mean, this is a long-ass season, so you got to expect your team to slump, even if they're the best team in the league. And right now, that's what's going on with the Astros. Even so, Framber Valdez, he has found his groove. This dude is having a fantastic year. 10 wins, 2.75 ERA, and 125 strikeouts. And then Jose Altuve, the guy just never goes away. It feels like every single year, here's Altuve, just to keep it moving. He's batting a .277 with 17 home runs and 52 RBI on the season. And you just can't overlook this Houston Astros team. Even though they're slumping right now, I would expect them right as soon as the second half begins, they're going to come right out the gate and look as solid as they usually do. And they should be getting... oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. Motherfucker with the broken hand right now. Yordan, Jesus Christ. What a brain fart right there. I could see his face. I could see his big ass. Yordan Alvarez. He's going to be coming back at some point in the second half of the season. And if he is typical Yordan, then expect the Houston Astros to get even better the second half of the season. Then at number 5 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Philadelphia Phillies, overall record of 55-41. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the San Francisco Giants and then lost the series to the San Diego Padres. So they are doing what they've done all season, up, down, up, down. And here they are on the downside of things. But even so, Wheeler having another Cy Young type of season, 9 wins, 2.36 ERA on 154 strikeouts. And then, of course, Kyle Schwarber continues to dominate behind the plate as well. 30 home runs and 69 RBI and just cannot be stopped when he comes up to bat. Then at number 6 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the New York Mets, overall record of 55-42. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the Baltimore Orioles, but took the series over the Kansas City Royals. And they did get Kota Senga back last week, and he came right out and had a very solid outing, and they definitely need him back in the driver's seat at the pitching position. But also starting to get going is Juan Soto. The dude is getting back to his old Juan Soto ways. I'm not shocked at all. I assumed this was kind of just him trying to figure his way out in this Mets batting order. And here he is. He's batting a .262 with 23 home runs, 56 RBI. And he's just getting hotter. He's just getting stronger. And I kind of expect once the All-Star break is over that Juan Soto is going to be back to good old Juan Soto of old. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Toronto Blue Jays, overall record of 55-41. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, weekend, they took the series over the Chicago White Sox, but lost the series to the Sacramento A's. I haven't really talked about him a lot because even though he's having a good season, he's not really their standout player so far. But Vladimir Guerrero, he signed his long-term contract, so he is locked in. He doesn't have any pressure on him. But he's just batting, a paltry .277 with 12 home runs and 46 RBI. But nobody's really talking about Vlad too much this season. But even so, that's because George Springer is he just came right out the gate this season and has not stopped. He's been on fire. He's got 16 home runs and 53 RBI on the season. The Toronto Blue Jays are one of the hottest teams in the league right now. I did mention on Friday's show that I kind of feel like the American League East is going to be a battle till the bitter end. And not only do you have them playing very well, but then you also have the Boston Red Sox right now currently on a 10-game winning streak. So we'll see if the Red Sox are able to kind of just creep in here now themselves. But Toronto, they've been very hot. They have the lead in their division currently right now. But they're putting it together offensively, especially defensively look well. They've got some young guys here. You got Barger, who's having a good year so far. And then you just have the old workhorses like Gosman at the starting pitcher position and Bassett as well. Those two guys also still going out there. And pretty much it feels like every outing they get a win or you are in it until they're pulled. So the Toronto Blue Jays playing good baseball right now. But we'll see how things progress as the rest of the season moves on. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Milwaukee Brewers, overall record of 56-40. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games, and they are currently on a 7-game winning streak themselves. This past week, they swept the Dodgers, and then they swept the Washington Nationals. So they basically swept opposite ends of the earth there. You got the Dodgers, who are one of the top teams in the league, and they obliterated them. It wasn't even close. It was really an absolute demolition by the Brewers over the Dodgers. And then the Nationals, they're one of the worst teams in the league, but so what? They've got a lot of talent, and Milwaukee went right in there and took their hearts from them. But right now, Peralta, he is pitching out of his mind this season with 11 wins, a .266 ERA, and 118 strikeouts. He's always been a very solid starting pitcher for them. But it just kind of feels like he's never on the winning side of things. He's that dude who could get in there. He's going to strike motherfuckers out. But he just never seems to get the run support. And now he's finally getting the run support. And some of that run support is coming from the good old solid veteran, Christian Yelich, batting a 259 with 19 home runs and 65 RBI on the season. He's not the only one stepping it up. But this Milwaukee Brewers team is really starting to get it going in many different ways. And they need to, because they got to keep pace with the Chicago Cubs. So we'll see if they're able to actually make a run at the division, or if they just end up making a run at the wild card. Either way, I kind of feel like the Brewers are going to be in it all the way until the end. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, a team that just can't get their footing. They were one of the top teams to start, and now they're kind of on shaky grounds. They're up, they're down, and that is the New York Yankees. They are 53-43 on the season, 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Seattle Mariners, but lost the series to the Chicago Cubs. You know, I keep talking about Judge, Rodon, and Fried, and those are the guys dominating this team. But outside of those three, it's slim pickets. I mean, they've got a lot of talent, don't get me wrong, but it just kind of feels like they haven't been playing really well as of late. And like I said, this division of theirs is stacked. You've got the Red Sox streaking. You've got the Blue Jays streaking. You've got the Orioles starting to get it moving as well. And then you got the Yankees here, and it's like, what's going to happen with the Yankees? And then, of course, the Tampa Bay Rays, they've kind of cooled off just a bit. But still, they're still going to be in it. So the Yankees got to keep pace. Now, as I say that, I mean, I did mention Judge, Fried, and Rodon. Judge right now just demolishing everybody right now, batting a 355 with 35 home runs and 81 RBI, just having a fantastic year. As a matter of fact, he actually had an excellent game defensively over the weekend. I believe it was against the Cubs. I'm pretty sure it was one of the Cubs games. I feel like it was Saturday's game. But man, he made about 4 or 5 huge plays in the outfield. So, you know, his offense always overshadows his defense. But sometimes, you know, Judge goes out there and he shows you that he still has it defensively as well. And then, of course, Max Fried, I said it, he has been carrying this team at the starting pitching position with 11 wins, a 2.43 ERA, and 113 strikeouts. So these are the two dudes just carrying this team. But these Yankees, they got to get it together, because they've got a really stacked division. And if you fall behind, it's not going to be good, especially once we get further down the road towards like the last week of the season. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week, I have the San Diego Padres. Overall record of 52-44. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they split the series with the Arizona Diamondbacks and then took the series over the Philadelphia Phillies. And they've been up and down as well. You know, they came right out the gate and were one of the hottest teams to begin. But then they came back down to earth, and now I feel like they're back at their San Diego Padres level that they normally are at. They can light you up offensively. They can surprise you with their starting pitching, but just they can't ever seem to put it together. And I kind of feel like that's going to be the theme of the season. I don't think they're going to be able to overtake the Dodgers for the division. So I kind of feel like they're just going to be a team that's battling for the wild card, which is not a bad thing. You, of course, want to just make the playoffs however you want to make the playoffs. But you also don't want to be bitch to the Los Angeles Dodgers either. But even so, Manny Machado's having a solid year. I mean, it feels like every single year is a solid year for Machado. But this year, it just feels like every time he comes up to bat, the dude gets on base. He's batting a 292 with 17 home runs and 56 RBI. And then a dude who's come out of nowhere at the starting pitcher position is Nick Pivetta. They pretty much just had him there. He was just going to, you know, come in, start, and hopefully get them some wins. Turns out he's been their ace pretty much for the season, with 9 wins, a 2.88 ERA, and 122 strikeouts on the season. All right, y'all, enjoy the week of sports, and I will talk to you on Friday.